Actor reality.
It's the show where we discuss the most topical of topics, the most controversial of controversies, and the most important affairs of affairs.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRB English Radio. This is Back to Reality. Wherever you are, I hope you're doing great and everything is going so cheery and pitchy and very perfect. I am Asma. I have the pleasure to be your host. And then in here, Sister Bita and Brother Muhammad are with me to have a great discussion, I guess. Before everything, let me just ask you two to introduce yourself very much briefly. Welcome to the studio.
Thank you very much. My name is Muhammad, and I am in the Islamic Seminary. I think that sums it up.
Very great. Thank you for coming.
Yeah, and the pleasure is mine to be here with you again. I'm Bita, a medical student. That's it.
So, would you like, Sister Bita, in the holy month of Ramadan, we start thinking about the great events of this month. And one of them is about Imam Ali alayhi salam. As we all know, ever since we're kids, we start knowing things about him since he was such a great character. As you get older, then you would understand that there's still a lot more of details to just know about him. And the first thing that comes to my mind, personally, thinking about him, is that how a great man he was, like a man in an entire sense of the word. So I would like you to tell me about your whatever that comes to your mind whenever you think about him.
I can remember the beginning when we were kids. We, for example, through our parents, normally they teach us, for example, the five personalities under the cloak. They teach us how many prophets there are, how many gods we have, what is the book, who brought the book, who are the imams and stuff. These things are knowledge, and they're very good knowledge. Knowledge that is essentially identity-wise. You're kind of getting to know the person's identity, their ID card, essentially.
Yeah.
Ali was the son of Abu Talib, son of Fulan. He was the cousin of the Prophet, the husband of the Lady Fatima, the father of Hassan, Hussein, Zainab, and so on and so on. It's beautiful. But then what really is more helpful and important is the personality of a person.
Yeah.
Not just the identity of the person. Though that also has a lot of effect. You're talking about the cousin of the Prophet, the person who the Prophet himself said
that... The closest person to
exactly.
him.
You're kind of understanding the mightiness of a person through the identity. But then that's not all. The personality is actually what's really effective to take lesson from that person.
Yeah.
So when we look at the personality of Imam Ali, he, as Shaykh Mutari would mention, insan-e kamil, perfect and a complete mankind, just like the Prophet himself. He had all the qualities that a perfect human being should. That's
and
why we call the Prophet.
Just for the record, just for those who do not know Shahid Mutahhari, he was a scholar.
Yeah, he was a great scholar at the beginning of the Islamic Revolution. He was killed by a terrorist group.
Yeah, and he wrote many books.
Exactly. His books are still living books, to be honest. These books are being used by students of this age, and we really appreciate his works.
Sorry for interrupting.
No, it's fine. As a matter of fact, that introduction was necessary. Shaykh Mutahhari, as a he was a philosopher, a jurist, and he was able to stand against all these different notions of, you know, capitalism, Marxism, and so on. And he was one of the personalities, unfortunately, we find less of these in the coming times, personalities who really was with the youths in the universities. He was, you know, in the grounds. We find less of that. He was just like Imam Ali. He was Imam Ali. The key thing about him is we sometimes have wrong notions or, you know, wrong imaginations of Imam Ali. You'd be surprised to know that once Imam Ali, he was in a house of an old lady who was not happy with Imam Ali, but didn't know that Imam Ali was in the house. And when I was reading the history, he was playing with the kids. He was a horse himself, the head of the state at that time. Let's say the president.
Yeah.
He became a horse for the kids. The kids were on their back.
Yeah.
When he was with the kids, he was a kid. And when he was with an elderly person, he was an elderly person.
Yeah.
Since my childhood, Imam Ali was someone really special to me. I don't know. Mm. Because my parents, I don't know, education.
He's the paragon of everything good for us, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Ever since we're children, it's just like that.
And it was somehow mysterious for me. I don't know. Because I went to the holy shrines of most of the Imams, like Imam Reza alayhi salam, Imam Ali, and so on. And the holy shrine of Imam Ali has a special vibe, you know?
Exactly.
And it's a bit heavy to understand it. I mean, when you go there, you feel like how, I don't know, how elite a person I am, how much can be a person these beautiful, shiny, big, and perfect.
Yeah.
You know, this is the first thing that comes to my mind when I go to the holy shrine of Imam Ali. Peace be upon him. And also, there, as you know, there are many stories and a merry narration about Imam Ali which are so effective in our souls. And we can learn many, I don't know, many things from this beautiful person. And one of the things which was always interesting for me was that at his first ages, I don't know, I think Imam Ali was 11 when he accepted the invitation of the Prophet Muhammad for Islam. And this is something really, I don't know, beyond my imagination for an 11-year-old person to have this, I don't
Much
know, deep
insight,
understanding.
Yeah.
Yeah,
how
exactly.
many 11-year-olds old do you find independent these days, especially in terms of their mental mindset?
Yeah.
We don't find 11-year-olds old who are independent in their mindset.
Yeah. No. Exactly. You know, and when you look at around you, you feel like people are, I don't know, 40 years old, 50 years old, but mm-hmm. they don't know what they're doing with their life.
Exactly.
You know, and be these, I don't know, meaningful. Have a meaningful life is so precious for me. You know,
now I'm enjoying both of your
yeah.
work.
Yeah, exactly.
So, but we have to go for a break and then we'll be back.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Back to Reality.
Welcome back to your listeners of Back to Reality, where we're talking about the greatest figure in Islamic realm. Sister Bita and Brother Muhammad are telling us a lot of beautiful things. Well, let's get back to where we were.
Yeah.
So, Brother, I guess you were saying something about Shahid Motahari, and then I caught you, and then we forgot that.
We're talking about knowing the personalities rather than just the identity of the people. And many of us Muslims, we are unfortunately kind of into this dilemma. That's why in the Quran we have Uswatun Hasana, the role models.
Exactly.
So the Prophet was the best role models. And if we accept him as a best role model, then we definitely have to accept what he said about his own successor. And his successor has no less character, no less personality than the role model himself. What I would like to mention now is, I think it's a very important question we should ask ourselves. What of these people, which personality of these people really, really affects us the most?
Mm-hmm.
What do we admire of them the most? For me, there are so many characteristics of this man, of Imam Ali alayhi salam. And for me, the most important, and I think the most admiring for me personally, everyone can have their own different perspective, but my personal perspective is this, we call it Jam'ul Azdad, meaning that he had attributes that were opposite to each other.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something really, really admiring. Ashadda'u ala al-kuffar wa ruhama'u baynahum. Meaning that he was really, really aggressive to the enemies, very passionate to the friends.
Yeah, and very kind.
You know, how can a person have such an attribute? You know, if someone's passionate, like he's merciful to everybody.
Yeah.
But then he's passionate to his friends and then aggressive to the enemies, as he should rightfully be. We don't find that much amongst us. Right.
Yeah.
If you're a happy person, we become happy with everybody. If you're a sad person, we kind of like a depressing person to everybody. But then Imam Ali was like this, having both the attributes at the same time. And when he would, you know, approach the enemy, he would not approach him as if he's the personal enemy.
Yeah.
You know, he would be so selfless that on the day of Khandaq, we have heard this story many times when he puts his enemy down and about to, you know, finish him, the enemy spits in his face, on Imam Ali's face.
Yeah.
So he steps back, takes a few steps, and then strikes the enemy. The reason being that he wants to bring down that personal anger and just strike for God Almighty. That's the only. Yeah. So being so
not
selfless.
On personal reasons.
Exactly, exactly.
Yeah.
But then when he comes back home, this great warrior in the battlefield, when he comes back, you look at the warriors that we have these days, the military warriors, when they come back home, especially if you look at the non-Muslim world, alcohol, vodka, they're like the most materialistic, enjoying, you know, they're having all the pleasures they can because they were very good at the battle. But then look at him when he returns back from the battlefield, he comes home, has a simple life. He goes to his, for example,
still having time for other people,
exactly,
helping them, listening to them.
And the food he has, dry bread with, for example, salt. A warrior, if you look at the warriors these days, they make sure they feed them well, they have the good muscles, that whatever it is. But this guy is like, I know there are poor people in my country, so I'm going to live like the poor people. But when I'm in the war, I'm going to be the most aggressive person.
Exactly,
yeah. You mentioned something really beautiful. This a paradoxical way he was, you know. He has both, I don't know, whatever you can imagine as a human, as a complete human being in himself, I think. You know, one of the things which wonder me every time I think about that is patience. And the thing I want to mention is that how much a capable person can be patient to do that, you know, to keep, in order to keep the peace and, I don't know, the beauty in the Islamic world and society, he did that. And it's a big sacrifice. It's so big. You know,
exactly.
Imagine yourself, you are capable of doing something. You have all the abilities. You have the knowledge. You have the power. You have everything.
Still, you
can
nothing,
defeat them.
And you keep to be
and
patient.
Still, you avoid these uprisings against them because you want to keep the peace. This is a big sacrifice that I think we cannot do. I just want to confess that I cannot do that. And how can a soul be big to and be perfect to do that and pure, you know? This is really beautiful for me, and it wasn't for a short time, you know. It was for, I don't know, 23 years or 25 years
for
of
too long
patience, and I don't know, it's beyond I think our imaginations.
I guess none of us could do that, you know. Something is your right,
exactly,
and then you have the power to change everything for your benefit. But then you just don't do that for the benefit of all.
Especially considering that Islam was like a child of both the Prophet and Imam Ali.
Yeah.
Like they brought it up as if, that's why they say, Ana wa Ali abaway hadhi al-umma. Me and Ali are the fathers of this ummah. So imagine a father seeing the child being sacrificed, being slaughtered in front of their eyes, but then they have to be quiet because if they shout, if they do anything, then everybody would have to suffer. He had to go through that, you know, took all that patience to himself. And that's a very important point, Sister Bita mentioned. How much a person can endure for 25 years. As Imam Ali himself would mention, there was a bone in his neck and spikes in his eyes.
Yeah.
That's something we can't endure.
That's very difficult. Exactly. That's what has made him such an enchanting character.
Exactly.
And then there is another thing, as the stories we have heard about him in the narrations, like he was the person who was thinking about the benefit of his people, yet the people didn't know him. The people of his time were ignorant toward what a great character he was.
Exactly.
They were talking behind him, and still he was helping them. Still, he cared for them.
Yeah, I wanted to mention the same thing, you know. Despite the fact that he was silent for 25 years, but still he was present in the society. He was doing something socially. And it is that paradoxical content we talked about in the first part of our episode. And at the other hand, he wasn't only brave and a warrior or something. He was knowledgeable.
Exactly.
Which is amazing. And there are many stories.
And the Prophet, of course, says it when he says that ana madinatul ilm wa ali babuha. That means I'm the city of knowledge and Ali
is the door,
of this city. So that makes it all clear how knowledgeable he was. So I'm sure that if we want to talk about this character, still would have too much more to say. And the more we talk about it, it's just like an ocean. The more you get into it, the more you figure out new things. But unfortunately, that's all the time that we have for today's episode. Therefore, I hope you enjoyed it. Thank you, Sister Bita, and thank you, Brother Muhammad.
My pleasure.
It's a pleasure.
Of course, the pleasure is all mine. I bid you all farewell, and thank you for staying with us until another session. May Allah shower you with His blessings. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Ya Allah, Ya Rabb al-Alamin, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Rabbi, let the Ummah rise again. Ya Allah, Ya Rabb al-Alamin, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Let the Ummah rise again. Let us see daylight again, once again.